You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right. We'll take it. We'll take it and carry it wherever we can carry it.
Run with it. Yes. 6 minutes past the hour, rain showers and a few thunderstorms early this morning. It looks like most of that is moving along pretty quickly. 47 degrees highs today in the mid-70s. And we're going to get to the text to win contest in just a moment. But first, let's check in with Savannah Tomei Olson, our WMDX chief news person here. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning. How you guys doing? Happy Friday.
We're doing great. It's nice to see a nice lightning storm every once in a while. Yeah, I haven't seen those in a long time. Hard to get out of bed, though. Oh, I know. That's so true. So true. What's a big story for you today?
Well, the clerk's office is preparing for Tuesday's election. That's really the big thing that's been going on in the city this week, especially because, of course, they're running under City Attorney Michael Haas instead of our city clerk, Mary Beth Witzelbell, who is now on administrative leave after those ballots went missing. My source within the clerk's office says things seem to be going smoothly and they're aware that there will be lots and lots of eyes on them on Tuesday. So it seems like they're really working to get everything right and ready to go, but lots of people have been voting early statewide. We've already doubled our record that we set in 2023 for the number of people who have voted early. 500,000 people have cast ballots already, which is pretty crazy. We haven't seen anything like that before, not even during the pandemic.
That's right. So, my wife and son did that. They went out yesterday, I believe. So, yeah.
Yep. When I voted early, it's so fast, so easy. There's not a line, you know, it's just super simple. Plus, we have drop boxes here. Not every community has those. It's super easy to cast your ballot early here.
Well, I don't know. Those drop boxes sure are corrupt. You know, they just sit there waiting for corruption to happen. anything else? Well, I know there's got other big stories, right?
One of the other things that we're just consistently watching is basically the impact of DOGE's cuts on Madison. And one of those things, of course, is into Alzheimer's research.
Yeah.
UW-Madison is one of the homes of, there are only 14 Alzheimer's and dementia research centers across the country, and they now have their funding frozen. And UW-Madison is one of those 14. Where they have been doing one study for, I think, 20 years. So when you interrupt a study that's that long, it jeopardizes not just any data going forward, but all the data in the past because you can't keep it going. So there was one of the scientists from UW-Madison who leads that research actually testified at the Capitol on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So he could talk about the impact that they're seeing because they're already seeing late payments. He said he's also just talking to lots of future scientists, young people who are just starting their careers, who are like, yeah, I don't know whether this is the right way to go for me, considering the environment that I would be doing this work in. So it jeopardizes the future of this research in multiple ways.
Well, you do great coverage, all of these late breaking stories. I mean, there's so much, and it keeps changing
every day.
I know that Health and Human Services and the NIH are all being dumped for a whole new system. Isn't this crazy? It's just hard to keep up with. It really is.
Well, it's really, it is hard to keep up with.
That's quite a point. You know that, don't you?
That's right.
Well, Savannah, very good.
Hang in there, Savannah.
Yes, we appreciate all you do. Thanks for joining us this morning. Have a good weekend.
Thanks a bunch, guys. You too.
All right.
That's Savannah Tomei Olson, our news bureau chief here, WMDX. All right, let's get to the Text to Win contest. It's the break into spring Text to Win statewide contest. And, of course, this happens at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Those are the contest hours, four chances to win each day. And you could possibly win a Chula Vista getaway, maybe some brewer club-level tickets or $100 cash. This time around, it's a Chula Vista overnight stay, and here is the key word. Right. By the way, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand-new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison. So download the Civic Media app and use that. You can text us right from the app. It's free. Okay, the word this hour, the 7 o'clock hour, is queen. Okay, queen. Q-U-E-E-N. Queen.
K.
No, it's, you spell with a Q. Q-U-E-E-N.
All
queen.
Right. Okay.
All right.
I'm a spell check addict, so.
I know you are. Okay, so get those entries in. Queen is the key word. Q-U-E-E-N.
Sounds okay. Easy enough. Yes. I think, you know, that should be simply easy to type in.
Because it's a queen-size mattress for the grand prize.
That's
you got
right.
It? That's
oh,
why.
Oh, okay.
Put that together.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Over to you.
I know. I was just still trying to come down from all these great stories that we have for you today.
It's unbelievable. just the fire hose of news never stops.
It's so true, you know. Yeah. It's just...
can't have enough.
But I got to say that, you know, just looking at Elon Musk makes me just angry.
You're not the only one.
I just see his face, and I just... All right, let's move on. let's get to Caroline Leavitt, another face that I just love looking at. this is the culmination of what has happened and what has been said for the last three or four days by everybody caught in the Signal chat dilemma. Mm-hmm. And I think this is where it's ending. For at least the administration, this is where they want to just kind of give it its exclamation point, and that'll be it. So this is 265. This is her comment at a press conference. Let's listen.
We have said all along that no classified material was sent on this messaging thread. There were no locations, no sources, or methods revealed, and there were certainly no war plans discussed. The Atlantic has even admitted this themselves. Their release of these internal messages validates the truth, which we have been saying all along.
No.
If this story proves anything, it proves that Democrats and their propagandists in the mainstream media know how to fabricate, orchestrate, and disseminate a misinformation campaign quite well. And there's arguably no one in the media who loves manufacturing and pushing hoaxes more than Jeffrey Goldberg.
Is this projection?
Goldberg is an anti-Trump hater.
Maybe.
He is a registered Democrat. Goldberg's wife is also a registered Democrat Democrat donor who used to work under who? Hillary Clinton.
Oh!
This is the same Jeffrey Goldberg who infamously lied about weapons of mass destruction to get us into the Iraq War, which cost trillions of dollars and thousands of American soldiers. And how else has Goldberg discredited himself? By absurdly claiming that President Trump was Vladimir Putin during the 2016 campaign. By peddling the Russia hoax that tried to hijack President Trump's first term. By inventing the suckers and losers hoax to help Joe Biden in the 2020 election.
That wasn't a hoax, no.
By peddling a hoax about President Trump involving Gold Star families to help Kamala Harris in the 2024 election. Which our campaign at the time vigorously denied.
Of course,
Jeffrey
did.
Goldberg didn't care.
No.
There's more, but we don't have all day, and we can now add the Signal hoax to this very long list.
It's a hoax. Signal hoax.
It's a hoax?
Yeah, it's a manufactured hoax.
Okay.
By the left because they vote for Democrats and have supported Hillary Clinton.
You know, as crazy as it all is that they're now calling this a hoax, that they're saying everything was made up.
Yeah.
For some reason, the thing out of that, I don't know, just rubs me the worst way is the word registered Democrat. Makes me think of like the Red Scare, people going after registered communists.
Oh,
if you were a registered communist, that's bad. If you just flirted with the ideas of communism, well, that's passable. I don't know. It just makes me worried for whatever comes next.
That's a really, really good point.
It
I
is.
I did not notice that. That is true.
Registered Democrat. Yes. It's even worse than just a regular Democrat.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Actually,
and using it, they use it in the red scare.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. That is a great observation.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, there's so much to unpack there. Of course, you know.
I don't know.
They really know how to mix it up, don't they?
Yeah.
But the projection is so extreme at this point. You know, you'd almost think it's cancer causing. I just can't believe that everything she talked about is something they're guilty of. Yet it is something that we have to worry about as leftists, as people who are registered Democrats, and who, by the way, liked Hillary Clinton at one time. Which is, I think, one of these days they'll be going after those people as well. You know, we saw the student, you know, taken off the street by masked agents, ICE agents, right?
Yeah.
Well, when is it time to take in all of the Democrats, the terrorists?
Start to sweep them off the streets.
Yes.
Just pull them in. Yeah. No due process, no identification, nothing.
Just
take them.
Yeah. And, you know, they keep vilifying everybody else except for themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we watch the country dissolve before our eyes, and as I mentioned yesterday during the Maggie Dawn show, I truly believe we are in a dictatorship at this point. It's there. It's done. It's just that they're just, you know, kind of putting the finishing flourishes on destroying everything. And as I mentioned earlier this morning, I think it is a perfect definition of the shock doctrine that Naomi Klein wrote about many, many years ago. It's a disaster capitalism.
Well, and last night, watching Rachel Maddow and a couple of other programs, a CNN program too, they started talking about how Trump's numbers are dropping like a rock right across the board.
Yeah.
Favorability numbers, you know, right across the board, way down, you know, 10, 15, 20% down. I mean, and they keep going down.
Yeah.
So, you know, and even in red states, you know, like Texas, losing popular support every single day. So how long can that go on before some of the Republicans start to speak up a little bit more?
I'm beginning to think that the Republicans are really kind of inconsequential at this point.
Yeah.
The Congress is not really doing anything, and they're allowing that to happen. But I think at the same time, why Trump doesn't care about the plummeting popularity of his administration is because he's a dictator.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what people think about him.
Exactly.
He's in control, and that's the way it's going to be for the next 3 or 4 years.
Yep. It is 18 minutes past the hour, cloudy, and some rain moving through. It looks like most of that is getting out of here, but we'll get the update for today and for the weekend next with our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning. Just give me a call. Don't stop me now. Trying to find a good time. Don't stop me now. Yes, I'm having a good time. I don't want to stop at all.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Show. I just love this song. I don't know why. It reminds me of the old days of the disco. And my girlfriend at the time just loved this song.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Disco lives. 21 minutes past the hour.
Well, I hope not.
Cloudy and rainy. Well, it's just a reminder that our key word this hour in our Break into Spring text to win statewide contest is Queen. So we were playing Dancing Queen there as a kind of a reminder. So you can text that in on this hour's prize.
Yes.
What did I have there? Hang on a second.
All right.
Oh, yes. The Chula Vista overnight stay is the prize. Beautiful Chula Vista Resort.
Yeah,
it's fantastic
great.
Place in Wisconsin Dells. So text that in to us on the Civic Media app. Queen is the keyword for this hour. Okay,
we'll remind you again. It's great for the kids, too. You know, they got water park up there and everything.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 22 past the hour. Let's check in with our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany.
We had some pretty
we had some pretty active weather here a little while ago.
We did.
Some rain, some thunderstorms, even some hail downtown here.
Yeah, when I get home, I'm going to take a look at the roof and see if I need a new one now.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't wait to get my metal roof.
Hey, hail damage, you know, that'll work. Oh, I think it'll work with the insurance company.
I know.
Right?
I know.
So what can we expect?
I'm honestly jealous, though, that you guys got some rumbles of thunder.
Really?
Not so much the hail part, but.
Yeah.
And your warmth today? My gosh, I want some.
Yes.
Can you share it with me?
Aren't you gonna get any part of this? Like 77 degree predicted high, right? You know, that's...
No, I'm not going to get any part of that. We were actually joking earlier on Pat Kreitlow's show, and we're like, hey, listen, wherever this dividing line is with these temperatures, whoever's not getting those 70s today, that's the Northwoods.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, we always argue about where does the Northwoods start? What highway do we check?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Well, now we know. Yeah, the dividing line there. Is the snow melting at least a little bit up there? Anything left?
Or, yeah. We've got some left. I mean, we got a hefty amount.
I know, you got a lot.
It's
going
to take a minute, but it's sloppy, it's muddy up here, but we've got more on the way. We've got an ice storm we have to worry about as soon as tomorrow night.
Oh.
You guys, though, not yet. You've got a ton of warmth. Highs, like you said, could hit 80 today. It's going to be breezy. It's going to get sunny later on this afternoon.
Wow.
You don't get much better than that. But
we
do have some rain rolling in by tomorrow morning. You're probably looking at some more scattered showers, kind of ramping up to maybe some thunderstorms into the evening. Then that rain continues into Sunday. And then this is where the problem starts for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at a wintry mix by Sunday night, probably around 9 or 10 o'clock or so. That rain is going to start to switch to freezing rain, puts down a little trace of ice, and then it flips over to light snow, where it could put down about a half an inch of snow overnight Sunday and into our Monday morning. So Monday morning could be a little dicey drive out there, and also, of course, Sunday night. But you're staying away from the majority of this craziness because you've got the warmth, you're staying in the rain, and I want to trade because I hate ice storms.
All right. Now, what you say in the next couple of days we're going to get rain. Is it like a steady temperature, or are we going to be in the 70s or 60s for the rain storms?
Yeah, so... Okay. What you're looking at today, you're going to be extremely warm. Then by tomorrow, you're going to fall down to about the low 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cold really hits you. And that's when you're going to be definitely flirting with the freezing mark as we go into Sunday.
All right.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Brittany, thank you very much. Hope you have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday. All righty.
Sounds good.
All right.
Guys.
Yep. Take care.
WMDX meteorologist Brittany Merlot. And this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. The mismatch sale continues. Biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every single mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison.com. Two locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com for more information. We've got Dick on the line here. Let's see if we can sneak in a phone call here. Good morning, Dick. What's on your mind today?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more about the dictatorship. And I would say about a week, maybe 10 days ago, there was an article in the New York Times that was about South Korea last December. And if you read it, the parallels are unbelievable. Going this direction, declaring martial law.
Yeah.
He's going to see when we get towards midterm times that they're going to take a bath, and I can see him doing it. And this article, it's just the same things were happening there. Their economy cratering, his numbers pummeling, the president or whatever they call him there.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work out for him. But if you read that article, it reads just like what's going on these last 3 months.
Yeah.
Where's that article again?
It was in the New York Times, I think, last Sunday.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We'll have to dig into the probably, I mean, that is scary.
It is.
Awful. Dick, thank you for that call. Appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, as I said, you know, the shock doctrine is something that they're executing very well,
mm-hmm.
and they should be talking to the author of the shock doctrine, Naomi Klein,
mm-hmm.
and getting her input on this. I know that recently they had her on like 2 years ago for some reason. I don't remember why, but and they were talking about the shock doctrine. This is it. This is where it's the rubber hits the road.
Yeah.
We've got Elon out there arrogantly talking about me making even more cuts. And I've got a story here. We won't get to it until this afternoon, but apparently the Social Security Administration is now replacing a lot of people at the administration with DOGE individuals because they don't have access to the Social Security Administration's personal data. And in order to get that, well, instead of being a part of DOGE, why not hire the members of DOGE to be a part of the Social Security Administration?
Okay.
And that's their way around
really
getting access to all this data and information. And it seems like they're really, really intent on finding out everything they can about Americans and their spending habits and their incomes and everything else about them.
Keep scooping up that data.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy. It is 7:28, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning, brought to you by David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource, celebrating 65 years doing lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, and pruning. You've seen their work up at the Capitol and over at Hilldale and around the campus at UW. David J. Frank, largest landscape contractor in Wisconsin. They have branches in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha, and elsewhere around the state. DavidJFrank.com. That's DavidJFrank.com. We're coming back with Rocker in the studio with a Max Inc. preview.
All the great Wisconsin music.
Yeah, can't wait. Midwest Farm Report coming up next. Stay with us. John and Gordy in the Morning.
WMDX 92.7 cowbell. More cowbell.
Absolutely. 7:34, cloudy skies, some showers and thunderstorms. Looks like those are out of here now, and that's a good thing. Highs today in the mid-70s this afternoon. It's going to be great. Our break into spring text to win statewide contest. We're still in keyword hour here. Up for grabs this hour is a Chula Vista getaway, beautiful Wisconsin Dells. And you could be a winner of that if you text the word queen in before 8 a.m., okay? Mm-hmm. Queen, you can use the Civic Media app to text us. Easy to download. It's free and free to use. Queen is the key word. And again, up for grabs this hour, a Chula Vista getaway. All the entries go into the grand prize drawing, which is for a brand new queen-size mattress set from Verlo of Madison. It includes the mattress, the sheets, some accessories, some pillows, and more. So queen is that keyword. Get it in before 8 a.m. Okay.
Little Queenie.
Okay. That's it.
It's a song.
Yeah, it is.
Let's throw it in there.
Yeah. Thank you. It's time for Rocker to join us. Good morning, Rocker.
What's happening, guys?
A lot is happening. You know, Sam got into trouble the other day, and now you're spreading that trouble all over the internet.
Talking about Verlo mattresses.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
There's nothing that speaks more about Madison than couches and mattresses that are out on the street, right? Waiting to get picked up.
Yeah.
The students, right?
Exactly. Yes.
And, you know, being a responsible person, you need to put a message on that mattress. And so here we are. I'm driving in with my wife to the studio this morning, and she goes, "Oh my gosh, look." And I'm like looking for a traffic accident or a siren or a deer crossing the road or something, right? We're right by James Madison Park, maybe a hippie walking out in front of us. And then what do we see but a mattress with WMDX 92.7 FM on it, right? Like advertised, like perfectly propped up for all the traffic coming
black
into town. Yeah.
On it.
Oh, no. And so my wife's like, you know, and then once I saw it, I'm like, oh my gosh, And she's like, let's drive around the corner, drive around the block, and take a picture. So we took a picture. I think Sam will post it. And right away, Sam claimed responsibility. He said, I'm that responsible Madison student that...
No, you did it,
puts
right,
messages
Sam?
On beds.
Did you do it?
What can I say? I saw a blank canvas, and what does a blank canvas call me to do but that?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the thing is, I think we're going to start distributing the John and Gordy black paint cans. You could spray paint cans. So we're gonna,
Well, we'll have to workshop that a bit. I think we got to run that around the table.
I think we might have to take a second look at that.
Okay.
Nothing says the Mad City more than repurposing mattresses.
That's it. Go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man. Hey, let's talk about Max Inc. Radio. You know, we're going to be on the radio. Every weekend we're on the radio, Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight, 6 p.m. to midnight on Sunday as well. This weekend, of course, we will always be playing Wisconsin-made music, interviewing the artists, the local personalities here in Madison and around Wisconsin. And this weekend, we have Greg Ginter. He is the owner of Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. They've been around since the late 80s.
Mm-hmm. Great guy. They're, great guy. You know, really, I can't say enough nice things about
Greg.
Oh,
you know Greg.
Oh, yeah. I've known him a long time.
Yeah.
And they've got a great guitar shop there.
Don't they?
I mean, it's one of the best around. And plus, vintage amps.
And
what a selection of guitars.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable. It really is.
It is unbelievable when you kind of walk in there. And you know, you wouldn't realize this. I've been in kind of the back rooms that they have there.
Right.
You should see how much stuff there is back there, too. I mean, he's got just amazing, like you said, vintage equipment is his specialty and repairs.
Yes.
Right? So we're going to hear about the repairs. He's one of the best repair shops. So Greg Ginter, we'll be talking to
him. And a super nice guy.
Where is this located?
It's by MATC.
Madison College. Yeah right there. Yeah. It used to be next to the Harmony for many years.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I don't know how many years it's been now that he's been out by Madison College, but just a great store.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, you know, off the beaten path, but well worth going.
Absolutely.
Adam Tesfaye. He is going to be doing a mini lair at 7:30 tomorrow night. He has a new album coming out and a Burr Oak album release party on the 3rd of April. So we'll be talking all about that. And Kelly Hepper, she will also be performing in the lair at 8:30. Kelly Hepper has a sound bath in the Cave of the Mounds every Sunday in April. So we're going to find out exactly what a sound bath in the Cave of the Mounds.
That sounds crazy.
Is, yeah. I wonder, I hope everybody has clothes on.
we're about a cave-in or something like that with the sound, right?
I hope, the stalactites and stalagmites will start falling over and falling down.
Yeah,
we'll have to see what's going on. Maybe they'll have black lights. That would be very cool.
They have black lights in there, don't they?
Right. Yeah. There's all kinds of crazy stuff happens in Cave of the Mounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like an ordinary cave, right?
Yeah. You walk in, there's a light show.
They have sound baths.
It's not just an ordinary cave.
I mean, you know, a run in the middle cave,
right?
Sounds like an ad, you know? Not your ordinary cave.
Okay.
Armchair Boogie. They're going to be with Dig Deep coming up tonight and tomorrow night, actually. They have two shows at the High Noon Saloon. Jamgrass, Newgrass, Funkgrass, whatever you want to call it. They are Unbounded Sound, Wisconsin-based quartet, known for powerful harmonies, timeless originals, and choice covers. They're lightning-fast bluegrass, and sometimes they get into the realm of funk or country. Last time to see them, because they're going to be going on a U.S. tour here. Let's hear a little bit of Armchair Boogie. They're playing at High Noon, March 28th and 29th. This is All My Friends from 2020.
Send me a picture of sadness. Send me the Holy Ghost. Sell me some sort of way to get on with my day and forget where my troubles are at. Invite me over for dinner. Invite my woman too. Give me a plate of baked beans, tater salad, far too much barbecue. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends keep me from feeling down. That's why I'm proud to throw a little of their way home. They keep me around. I
I like it.
Yeah. Great sound.
I knew you would. It had a little banjo in there. I'm like, oh, banjo.
Gordy's not going to like it. But
you know, I can take a little bit in the background. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, that was good.
That's Augie Doherty on the banjo and vocals, actually.
Okay.
So Armchair Boogie, High Noon Saloon tonight and tomorrow night.
Excellent.
We told you last week about the 7th Annual Respect, celebration of women in music that's happening March 29th, this Saturday, at the Majestic Theater on King Street. You know, it's the Big Payback, great local band, 10 pieces, right? They're backing up local singers from other bands, and so each woman from one of these bands will be covering, like, an iconic star from the past. So Therese Marie from People Brothers, she's going to be doing Chaka Khan. We told you about Lo Marie last week with Chapel Roan. Raquel Ailman is doing Madonna. Mm-hmm. Katie Cass from VO5, she's going to be doing Britney Spears.
Mm.
And Molly Fish from Civil Engineers, she'll be doing Rachel Price of Lake Street Drive. But today I brought in a little Candace Griffin, and Candace Griffin is a singer-songwriter here from Madison, originally from Janesville. She sings as a backup singer at times with Cat and the Hurricane, mm-hmm. and she's going to be doing Stevie Nicks at the Celebration of Women Respect coming up at the Majestic this Saturday night. This is Candace Griffin, Blame It On You.
It's really good, you know, Blame It On You. I mean, I've heard that before. Finally put to words. Thank you.
A great
Candace.
Voice. A wonderful yeah. voice.
Yeah. Now you know when to pick that tune out and put it in your playlist, right?
There you go.
Is that something that she composed?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. A great song.
It's an original.
Mm-hmm.
Candace Griffin. Okay. Blame It On Kane. They're going to be with Dog's Balls. Saturday, March 29th at the Cargo Coffee East on East Washington. And by the way, that's spelled D-A-W-G-S and then B-A-W-L-S. So they're not, they're just not a normal band.
No.
Blame It On Kane. They are going to be playing at Cargo Coffee East, East Washington, Saturday, March 29th. They are an original rock band from Milwaukee. They've released like 5 albums. They're kind of, you know, a little hard and a little punky,
yeah.
but they also put out an acoustic album. So at the Cargo Coffee, that's like always acoustic band. So they'll be coming into town from Milwaukee mm-hmm. to do an acoustic set. And let's hear a little Blame It On Kane from their acoustic album. This is called Blush.
Sending photos that make him blush.
Sending photos that make him blush. Yes, yes.
Hmm.
Let's move on to Mama Cares.
Right.
Right? They're having their 10-year anniversary coming up March 30th.
This is a big deal.
At the High Noon Saloon. That's right.
This Sunday.
A celebration and fundraiser to support the Mama Cares mission of helping our fellow Madison area musicians in times of medical emergency and family crisis. and music, world-class auction items, including guitars, rock star sign merch, show ticks, pottery, artwork, and more. $10 suggested donation at the door. I even saw, I think that they posted that they have a Butch Vig signed Nirvana album.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's going to be one of the auction items. A lot of cool stuff that is happening there. Of course, performers Sam Ness, Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, mm-hmm. and the Jimmies will be playing. That is Sunday, March 30th at the High Noon Saloon. That's from 3 to 8 p.m.
What a lineup.
Yeah. Wow. I love Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, of course, the Jimmies, and we've heard a little bit of Sam Ness. I brought in a different song today to listen to for Sam Ness, and he's such a great artist. Mm-hmm. This is called Slow It Down, Sam Ness playing the Mama's Care 10-year anniversary.
I've been burning through these days. I've been wandering a while. So much time has slipped away. I've got so much left to do. So much left to say. I've been living in tomorrow, and I've been breathing yesterday. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Slow it down, I need to be here now.
Great voice, you know. I love his style.
Yeah. Great songwriter. He's been all over the world.
Tours to Europe a lot.
Yeah, quite a lot.
Every year.
Yeah.
And, you know, loves to be up north hunting in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fun guy.
And we're going to take a quick break, but we'll talk a little bit more about the Mama Cares 10-year anniversary when we come back. It's Rocker with us on the Max Inc. Preview. John and Gordy in the morning. We're coming right back with more. Keep it right here.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I need good music. Good music. It always feels so good to hear good music.
Really good music.
Yeah.
WMDX 92.7. We're with Rocker this morning.
It is 7:51. Just another reminder here, our break into spring text-to-win statewide contest is underway. This is a contest hour. The keyword this hour is Queen. And up for grabs this time around is a Chula Vista getaway. And that's, again, Queen is the word to text in. Use the Civic Media app, free to download, free to use. You can send it to us right from the app. Again, the word is Queen. Every time you enter the contest, you also get entered in for the grand prize drawing, which will happen at the end of next week. It's a brand new queen size mattress from Verlo Mattress of Madison. It includes a mattress, sheets, some accessories, some pillows. So get those entries in, okay?
We also completely rank our self-worth upon your entries, so please, for the love of God, enter the contest. Otherwise, I'll feel terrible about myself.
You might even start crying, right, Sam? Yeah, don't start crying. Please, hold back the tears. Hold back the tears. Oh, my God. There he goes again.
Darn it.
Jeez. Okay, so,
I heard easily that, move to tears.
Text that keyword into us before the top of the hour. There'll be other chances to win at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m. And again, it's a statewide contest here on Civic Media. Okay, you okay, Sam?
I'm doing a little bit better. We got a couple entries in.
Okay.
I heard if you win, you get a black Sharpie with that.
No. and some spray paint.
Ghostland Radio, guys. They're from Winona, Minnesota. Mm. And they're going to be coming to the Mad City April 12th at the Gamma Ray Bar. That's right up off the Capitol Square. Ghostland Radio, they bring a ragtag nomad rock life, creating music from the places we tend to hide within ourselves, places we rarely go, a realm of ghosts projected into the world through Ghostland Radio. It features members Brian Krigler from Moondog, which is a popular band up in Eau Claire, Lacrosse area, and Scott Lochner from the People Brothers Band. So it does have a few all-stars in there. It's a relatively new band. Check them out. Ghostland Radio playing Gamma Ray Bar April 12th. This song is called Mother Durga.
Mother Durga.
Mother Durga.
All right.
That's right. From Ghostland Radio, coming to the Gamma Ray Bar, April 12th.
Excellent.
And wow. Now we get Sounds to the good. Spot where we talk about the Rocker Jamboree.
Oh,
of course,
yes.
We've been talking about Mama Cares,
yes. Mm-hmm.
And musicians in their time of medical crisis. And I happened to enter that market a couple months back, right?
Yes, you did.
Yes, and, we had that grabber. Yeah.
So Jimmy Kay and Terry Barr and people at Maxine Radio put together this fundraising event for me, yeah. And Mama Cares. And it's going to be Sunday, May 4th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Burr Oak on Winnebago. And it's crazy because there's a lot of bands I haven't played for many years that are a lot of my really good friends that came together to put this together. It's kind of a one-off show. Last Crack, Magic 7, Mind Ox, Subatomic, and Electromag. And, of course, Last Crack, for those who maybe don't remember, that was a band back in the late 80s, early 90s. That was a big Madison band that got signed by Roadrunner Records. Mm-hmm. They were up there with Nirvana and Pearl Jam, and they were really kind of coming along. Personnel problems happened, and the band broke up, but they attained this legendary status and cult status around the world. And they also became another band afterwards with almost the same members called Magic 7.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to get you used to them, and this is great because I can pull out these bands that haven't been around in a long time,
yeah.
Yeah.
And right. Play even maybe some cuts people haven't heard in a while. So I pulled out a rarity. Okay. This is Magic 7, Harvest Time.
Wall of Sound.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big
that's
time.
That's Paul Schluter on guitar in Megatone Studios, of course. You know, I once did a flowchart on all of the bands that kind of came out of Last Crack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it is probably, 50 to 60 bands. It's amazing how many bands sort of like broke
it's
off.
Amazing.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like
yeah.
Kind of like the coaches in Green Bay in the
mid-90s
right. where they went off to all these different teams to become head coaches.
Yeah.
Last Crack is like that.
So the Rocker Jamboree, again, put that on your calendar for Sunday, May 4th.
That's right.
Burr Oak on Winnebago. Rocker, we are all out of time.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Have a good time on Max Inc. Weekend.
Yes.
Appreciate you being in. And we will be with Pat McBride, a great author. He wrote the book, The Luckiest Boy in the World. That's when we fill in for Maggie Dawn this afternoon, 2 to 4.
Yes.
So join us then.
Got that coming up in an interview with Ben Wickler.
Yes.
That we did on this show. We're going to just replay it.
Replay
this
parts of that. Yep. That's it for us. Stephanie Miller's next. Have a great weekend. So long.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.